off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can see where flying can open up a whole new world of opportunities in business and recreation.
And getting to see the kids whenever we want to.
Oh, I should say. Besides, I like to fly.
And so do I.
Well, good. Then let's get back at it.
Like an airplane. This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis at the Affordable Flying Expo in Lakeland, Florida. All right, so when you go to an event like this, you're bound to run into some people that you've met before and we've had on Just Plane Radio before, which brings us to our next guest. Am I right there, Dennis?
We are at the Affordable Flying Expo, and it's not all about the airplanes themselves. Sometimes it has to do with the landing fees that we have to pay. And that's
where we want to fly.
It just seemed to make a lot of sense to talk to Don again and see how things are going with the ADS-B billing of private pilots for landing fees.
Yeah, he was, you're based out of Kissimmee Airport here in Florida, right, Don? And we had you on a few months ago talking about flight safety. Well, you're a flight safety advocate for ADS-B and them using that data to impose user fees, which has been a hot topic all across the country, but especially where you are. Is that kind of where it started, or at least got you involved?
100%. That's where it started, and thankfully it actually started a fire in the community. And while we were unfortunately subject to this passing for Kissimmee, we were able to defeat it and land in Orlando Executive and Ormond Beach.
Me and Dennis have a tendency to fly out of Orlando Executive, so it has not hit us personally, thank God. But I remember when we brought you on a few months ago, you were pretty hot, because what basically happened is the airport manager said, hey, you know, we got this company that's going to monitor ADS-B data and use that data to basically ping every pilot that's coming into the airport, and then we'll hit them up with a user fee or something? Is that what was going on, or what?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. The couple of caveats I think are important to call out. Right now, tenants are exempt, as any transient aircraft is allowed their first landing every day as long as they're below 6,000 pounds. Okay. After that, they're charged $3 for every 1,000 pounds per landing, including touch and goes.
Yeah, but the kicker to this is when the FAA set up the ADS-B requirement, it was agreed upon, or there was a, I don't know, it wasn't even unspoken. It was written down someplace, wasn't it? When they just said, like, you're not supposed to use this to impose future user fees. This is just to make pilots more safe in the skies, you know, being able to know where everybody is and keep separation, and safety is the key, right? But they weren't supposed to use this for any kind of penalty for pilots, and now they are doing this.
Correct. And our fight is to make sure that they don't allow this to continue to pursue as is. So some updates since we last talked.
Yeah, well, you raised hell with them, and they promptly ignored you, or what happened?
They did, yeah. I haven't heard anything back from the FAA yet, despite our petition to them.
Yeah.
However, the state of Montana passed a bill recently that bans the ADS-B usage for billing for aircraft that are below 9,000 pounds.
Okay, that's a win.
That's a start. Right. AOPA announced, just as we were getting into Sun and Fun, that there was a privacy act that was put in from the FAA as part of the reauthorization bill.
Right.
That allows you to privatize your registration so that it's no longer publicly visible who owns your aircraft, address, that thing. You just have the tail number that they can see. We're still not sure what the impact is on Vector and so forth, and being able to relay a tail number back to the original aircraft owner.
Gotcha. But that was part of the other act on the federal level.
Correct.
Okay. But there's some new progress on the state side of Florida in that regard, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. So thankfully to some pretty amazing representatives in Florida, particularly want to call it Doug Bankson. We have a bill introduced as of today in both the House and the Senate for the state of Florida for the next legislative session. And if passed by July 1st, ADS-B will not be allowed to be used for billing for aircraft below 12,500 pounds operating under Part 91.
Well, that sounds like a big win if we can get it through. So, I mean, what do you think the odds are? Do you see any headwinds from anybody putting up a fight against this kind of stuff, or is it your typical political thing where we have no idea till we get there?
Yeah, for me, I think the political thing is we don't have any idea till we get there, but given where I think we started, we were just wanting to blanketly ban ADS-B for billing, and we kind of got here. I suspect there are compromises that had to get made to make this have a better chance of getting through, so I'm optimistic. But I would say let's write our representatives and our senators in the state of Florida and generate support for this bill.
Make your voice known, because if you don't, more of these type of problem areas are gonna pop up. Now in Kissimmee, you know, you said the people on site, they got one flight exemption or whatever from the fee. But if you're coming down there and you just want to pick someone up and then go, you're potentially going to get hit with some kind of landing fee or something there now, right?
Yeah, if you're over 6,000 pounds, the first landing, without a doubt, is going to get billed.
Yeah, and so they look at it, the airport manager just looks at this as just dollars and cents, like, hey, I can impose this user fee and we can generate more income. It's just a revenue stream. They just see dollar signs and we're easy targets. You think that's all this is?
I think that, plus it's just easy money. If you're an airport director and you don't want to go through the change of how it used to run, ADS-B is an easy way to abuse to just get easy money.
Yeah. Dennis?
But it's unnecessary because you already have FBOs. In fact, there's another FBO coming into Kissimmee that's already collecting the landing fees on behalf of the airport authority. So what's the goal here? What are they doing? You know, it makes no sense. You would think that you would want to have those FBOs be able to, you know, get a revenue stream from the customers.
Yeah. I mean, is this double dipping done?
Oh, that they'd be happy to do it. And I got to tell you, the airport director had gone through and done like a fair market value for the rent space and all that.
Yeah.
And in the last about 3 years, our hangar rent has almost tripled, which is just crazy. I do understand now that the rents have gone so high that our East Tees, and I can tell you, I used to go out there on Saturdays, pilots would all hang out. Let's go out for the $100 hamburger. Let me help you fix your plane.
Right.
Whatever. Now it's a ghost town. Pilots
really
are not hanging out. The hangars are being vacated very quickly, and Sheltair's just got for rent signs everywhere because they're emptying out. And you can look at all the traffic data. In fact, it's funny, coming to Sun and Fun just Wednesday, we were trying to fly in, and the pattern was so full in Lakeland, we had to divert over to Zephyr Hills.
Yeah.
And call them up and say, we're coming in for a meeting. And they say, okay, well, we'll work you into the pattern. Lakeland is taxed. Winter Haven is taxed. Bartow is taxed. Apopka is taxed, but yet the traffic around Kissimmee is very, very light because pilots are starting to get the word that we're going to boycott and avoid Kissimmee.
Right. And I know you've reached out to the guy. Do you have any idea whether he's a pilot or he flies at all, or he's just a manager and just sees dollar signs and that's pure and simple? Or you know, have you put out the olive branch like, hey, man, let me take you out for a flight and try to grease that wheel a little bit, or no?
Not quite to that extent, but when we did have a public hearing on this at first, I did approach him and I said, I think there's probably some better ways. You've got a lot of smart people around the airport, and if this is the best you can come up with, we got people that'll step in and help. And he refused that help, was not interested. So we actually did, I think I talked about this in our last thing, we went back to the city of Kissimmee and we used this very same operational count. We just generated a different number that if you went to $4 for every 1,000 pounds instead of three, but exempted aircraft below 12.5, they would have made about another $50,000 a year. And instead of the contract with Vector, aircraft that are 12,500 pounds, they're going to stop at an FBO. They're not doing touch and goes, right? So let the FBO get the 10% of the landing fee and become that billing agent. So it was a win-win across the board. They were going to make more money, pull ADS-B out of the loop, be friendly to GA pilots, and put money back into the FBOs and the local community for whatever reason.
See, it sounds like common sense, which doesn't usually jive well with politicians sometimes.
Yeah. Common sense doesn't seem to be applied here.
Yes, yeah, but right now we have a little light on the horizon, at least for the state of Florida, as far as where the feds are concerned or the FAA, just are you getting any movement at all in that regard? We're just to a blanket thing across the U.S. or is that like a long shot?
So there is now a House bill and a Senate bill in Washington that is still waiting to get picked up by a committee. There was a hope it was going to get folded into the Rotor Act last week. That did not happen. So we do have bills that are out there at the federal level, but they still have to make it to committee.
And they got to open up to even do anything.
Yeah,
first
well,
off,
that
so
too. Yeah,
so there's that issue, but he's working on it. Don's the man, and dude, keep it up and keep us informed. Okay, appreciate the update.
Yeah, will do. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the support.
No problem. We got more coming up from the Affordable Flying Expo in Lakeland, Florida, next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.